Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, it seems as though the supporters of the far left have actually become nothing much more than a religious cult. It seems by their very actions that they have stopped being political in nature and have actually morphed a legitimate cult. Why do I say this, you ask? Well, for one thing, if we take a look back in our history of cults, whether it's Jim Jones and the Guyana cult, or more modern Scientology, which, make no mistake about it, is a cult, we are shown some typical behaviors. One of these typical behaviors is that you isolate yourself from any and all people who do not believe as you believe. In other words, it becomes no longer, well, we have an honest difference of opinion. It becomes a matter of morals where you say, no, anyone who disagrees with you is a morally bankrupt person and you cannot and should not associate with them. That's what cults do. I'm sure we often wondered, how do you take a normal person with a decent background and a good family? And the moment they join a cult, it's perfectly acceptable for them to say, I never want to talk to my family again. I refuse to see my sister. I refuse to see my mother. I refuse to talk to my father because he doesn't believe as I believe, because that's what you're told. It's a form of mental brainwashing in which they tell you the people who don't believe as you believe will try to destroy you. They will try to tell you the things we're telling you are untrue. Therefore, you must remove yourself from their presence. You must not allow them to talk to you. You must not allow them to tell you things, because they'll be lies. They're not out for your best interests. They're liars. Oh, they'll come to you with things they say are facts, but they're not facts. You only believe what we say. That's what a cult does. If you want some evidence that that's what the far left, and truthfully, it's not even the far left anymore. It's actually beginning to trickle down into the normal left. If you want any evidence that that's what they do, let's take a little deep dive into this. When you go to social media, or you go to even the news, you will clearly see that the argument made by the left the most has nothing to do with political policy. In other words, they are not saying, you know, we honestly feel as though Donald Trump's policy on the Middle East is detrimental. And here's why we think that. And we can understand why you think it might be good. But let me explain to you my rationale, and I'll listen to yours. And maybe we can come to some kind of an understanding. No, they don't do that. They say Donald Trump is evil. If you do not believe he is evil, then you are evil. And I do not wish to hear anything from you, because you are Satan attempting to come here and tempt me into believing something you believe. That's what I hear. I was talking to a friend today who said, I can't really believe that people would end their friendships over what side of the political aisle you're on. Friendships that you've had for years, maybe. I can't believe people would do that. And I said, well, you know, the reason I think is because we're not taking into consideration that they're a cult. That they honestly have been brainwashed to believe you're evil if you have a different point of view. It's not just, you know, you don't do this with other things. If someone says to you, I truly and honestly do not like pizza. Okay, well, I love pizza. Doesn't mean we can't be friends. You say, the reason I honestly feel pizza's unhealthy. I think that people who eat it are going to shorten their lifespan. I think that it's kind of nasty anyway, and I just don't like it. That's fine. But they don't stop being your friend because you like it. And if you're a good friend, you don't say, well, I'm going to the pizza parlor, so I don't know what you're having for lunch. You say, okay, we'll go somewhere else where we can mutually enjoy our lunch. What the left do is they start off a conversation by saying, Donald Trump is a racist and a Nazi and an evil dictator. And if you don't believe that, then so are you. And then they are surprised when you come back with facts. They say, I don't believe that. Show me your source. Oh, your source is no good. Your source is just right-wing propaganda. No, I'm not seeing this. No, no, that video is a lie. No, that picture is rigged. No, no, no. Our masters would never lie to us. You're wrong. You're evil. You're exactly what they told us you would be. They said you would be coming here, trying to sway us with evidence and turn us against our Lord and masters. That's what a cult does. See, a cult leader convinces you that the world around you is a very, very evil place, and you need them to survive. And anyone in the outside world who attempts to reach you and bring you back isn't doing so for your best interest. They're doing so because they want to destroy you. It's actually a shame to see what this has become. It's actually disheartening to watch people who I would assume are reasonably intelligent people fall victim to this cult mentality. Now, I know there are going to be people that say Trump supporters are a cult. If anything was ever a cult, it's Trump supporters. He's like a cult leader, and there you're all following him like sheep. Yeah, no. And here's why. When is the last time you saw Trump supporters set fire to a college because someone who they disagreed with was about to take the podium and speak? We don't want to hear this voice. Therefore, if we have to burn down our own college, we will not hear this voice. Does that make any sense to you? Now, I assume they disagree with the person who's speaking. If I were a rational, sane human being, which I believe I am, I would simply say, absolutely take that microphone. Absolutely speak to the people, because when they hear what a bullshit artist you are, and when they hear all of your ideas, which are obviously so evil and terrible and demonic, they will reject you. I wouldn't try to stifle your voice. If I felt that my message was righteous, and I felt that my cause was just, and you were going to speak out against it, and I knew in my heart of hearts you're wrong and evil and horrible, by all means, take the microphone. Because all you're going to do is drive my point home farther. At the end of your speech, I can say, what'd I tell you about this person? Didn't I tell you? But when you won't let someone speak, that's because you're afraid. You're afraid that what they say might make sense. And if it does make sense, it may snap some people out of the fog and the hypnotic trance that they have been put in. And that's what a cult does. That's why they won't let you talk to your family. They're afraid if someone you actually trust comes to you and says, from the bottom of my heart, I've never done anything but love you and try to look out for your best interests. And I'm telling you that you're involved in something horrible and you need to get away from it. That you just might say, maybe they're right. And they can't have that. So they suppress that voice by saying you are not allowed to see them. They are evil. They convince you and brainwash you that the very people who loved you and raised you are evil people who are not out for your best interests. Now, let's be rational for just one moment. What in the world would a billionaire in the later portion of his life have to gain by becoming the president of the United States and undertaking a literal crap storm of abuse for four straight years when he could be lying somewhere in a resort, living it up without a care in the world? There would be no reason other than his actual belief that he could help the country. See, when someone doesn't have any axe to grind, they don't really have anything to gain. Those people can be brutally honest. It's the politicians who, well, I need to think about my career for the next 5 years, 10 years. I need to think about my base for the next 5, 10 years. Those are the people who lie to you. The problem is Donald Trump came out and told you the truth, the actual truth, and nothing but the truth, and hit you in the face with things that you, for your whole entire life, were told that's not true. And they couldn't have that. They could not have that. Because like a cult leader, they cannot be questioned. Now, when people say, well, I'm sure Trump supporters have ended friendships because of political disagreement. Well, maybe. I'm not saying that's never happened. But what I am saying is this. When someone says, I support Donald Trump because I think he's actually good for the country, and you say, no, you're a lying Nazi racist bastard, and I no longer want to be your friend. That's not the same thing as saying, I was just called a lying Nazi racist bastard by someone I thought was my friend, so obviously they're not my friend, so there's no point in continuing the friendship. If someone is going to call you those type of names, then logically you would assume they're not your friend, so I would think it would be logical for you to end that friendship. You didn't end the friendship because they disagree with you politically. You ended the friendship because they insulted you. There's the big difference. I would never end a friendship because someone said, I totally disagree with Donald Trump's policies. I have friends who disagree with it. And we can have debates where they say, look, did he do good for the economy? Yeah, I admit he did. I admit things got better. But at the end of the day, I think things got worse in other fields. And I think that his foreign policy was mistaken. And I think he made a big mistake here or there. Okay. Well, I don't. But we can still be friends because I understand that your opinion is different than mine. But in the end of the day, I understand this too. What you want is the same thing I want, which is the United States to be better. See, if your goal is to make the United States a better place and we just disagree on how to get there, that's fine. But when your goal is to destroy the United States of America, when your goal is to fundamentally change it because we think it is not adequate, we think we need to tear it down and restart like a third world country, no, then that's a problem. Because you don't want to make America a better place. You want to destroy America and make it a different place. There's a very big difference between making something better and making something different. I could always improve on my lasagna recipe, but it's not tuna casserole. So if I tell you I'm making lasagna and I make tuna casserole, that's not the same thing at all, is it? That's what they're trying to do, folks. They're not trying to build a better America. This is a cult who is trying to destroy America. And in its place, replace it with a country of socialists, Marxists, and communists. And what they have done is they have literally done what the Scientologists and the Jim Jones cult, Guyana cult, have done, and that is they've brainwashed people into thinking, if you follow us, you are the chosen. You are the ones who have fundamentally made a different country that is going to be utopia. But it's not going to be utopia. It's going to be your own living hell. And you're too dumb to realize it. They're telling you the words you can and cannot say. Who does that? Who does that? Do fair, open-minded people tell you the words you can and cannot say? They are literally feeding you garbage such as amen and a women. Because they don't even realize that the word amen has nothing to do with masculinity or femininity. It means so it shall be, as far as I know, or God willing, or whatever it happens to mean, has nothing to do with gender. I suppose a mandate now doesn't have to be followed by a woman because it's not a woman date. You see how these things make no sense, but you swallow them. You're told these horrible people stormed Capitol and they got in. Yeah, well, guess what? They stormed the Capitol during the Kavanaugh hearings and got in too. Way more. And nobody called them anything. As a matter of fact, the news said, well, these are people who are very concerned that a man who has been accused of rape may be sitting on the highest court in the land, accused of rape by someone who couldn't remember anything. Not one thing. Not one single thing. And when she was pressed, basically said, I don't have a recollection of it. I've tried to wipe it out of my memory. One person. But when thousands of people sign affidavits under penalty of perjury saying they witnessed voter fraud, they say all of them are liars. Men and women, they're all liars. None of them are to be believed. None of them. One person makes an accusation, and it's enough to storm the Capitol building during the Kavanaugh hearings and be called champions of justice. Thousands of people, patriotic people, some of them Democrats and some of them independents, saying, I didn't vote for Trump, but he got ripped off, and I seen it. Sign affidavits, and they're liars and evil people. You see how they do that? That's what a cult does. They convince you that anyone who disagrees with you in any way, shape, or form isn't just coming from a different point of view that you may need to consider. They are evil people who have to be ostracized and removed from your life. That's a cult. That's exactly what a cult does. I'm the very living proof that Trump supporters are not a cult. Because I have quite a few Democratic friends. But the difference between them and these crazed liberal cults is that they don't think I'm evil for supporting Donald Trump. They don't even think Donald Trump is evil. They don't think he's a racist. They don't think he's a Nazi. They just say, I just don't think his policies are working. I don't see how this is going to make America better. It may temporarily give us a economic boost, but in the long run, is it going to be better? These are arguments I'm willing to debate over a slice of pizza or a cup of coffee. And at the end of the day, you can be friends with those people. Because as I said before, I can leave that conversation knowing this person wants to make America as good as it can get. His ideas or her ideas for how to do that are not the same as mine, but our goal is the same, though. But when your goal isn't the same, when you say America is a horrible, racist, evil, terrible place and it needs to be destroyed from the ground up, and a new country needs to be formed, and a new flag needs to be flown, and certain words will never be said again, you're crazy. You're a cult. And the people who follow that mentality, they are your cult members. It's exactly what they are. So when you run across a liberal who is willing to listen to you, when you run across a Democrat who's willing to listen to you, willing to concede a point, willing to say, hey, you're right about that. In the long run, Trump did make the economy better. I'll give him that. But you have to give me that sometimes his behavior was a little childish. Okay, I'll give you that. That's fine. But when you run across people who say, you support the president, you shouldn't even work. How dare they hire you in this store? I'm going to the management and tell them, did you know that there is an evil, horrible, terrible Trump supporter working amongst us? He needs to be fired. He shouldn't have any means to earn a living. He shouldn't be able to speak. His voice should not be heard. Don't you know? Weren't you told? Those are evil, horrible people. We're not to listen to them. We're not to associate with them. That's a cult. That's what a cult does. So let's make no mistake about it, folks. The Democratic Party is dead. Their leaders have been replaced with communists and Marxists and socialists. And their supporters are cult members who walk around with eyes closed shut and say, I want to see nothing that makes me think that perhaps my opinions are wrong. I refuse to acknowledge even the smallest point. I mean, it gets so petty that it's like if you say, you know what? Ivanka Trump, say what you want about her. Pretty. No, she's not. She's terrible. She's ugly. She's horrible. Come on. They won't acknowledge anything because they think the slightest little acknowledgement results in, oh, my God, I'm becoming one of them. As I said on a previous broadcast, I wouldn't be surprised if they start selling poppies at airports to fund some left-wing agenda such as the Green New Deal. Does anyone rational truly believe that you could have a functioning country without airplanes? How would you have any commerce between countries? And you really know it's a cult when the cult leaders do not even follow the rules they set for their members. The cult leaders, Jim Jones, didn't live like he asked his members to live. Why should he? He's the big boss, right? He's the leader. So when you see Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done, when you see Dr. Birx going out on a holiday for Thanksgiving with her family after she just told people you need to stay home or you're killing people, and you don't wake up and say, wait a minute, you're not even following the same rules you're asking me to follow, then you know you're brainwashed and you're in a cult. Because as God is my witness, if Donald Trump said, if you don't wear a mask, you're probably going to die. And then I caught him 5, 6, 8 times not wearing a mask, I'd say he's full of shit. And I'm not listening to him. But not these people. These people see their leaders not doing it, and they say, there's an excuse, though. The reason they didn't do it is because, you see, no, there's no reason. The reason they didn't do it is because they know you will cover for them. They're not afraid. They're the elite. They're your masters. They don't follow the rules they set for the peons. How dare you suggest that they have to follow the rules they set for you? No, you have to cover for them when they don't and say there's a reason. There's no reason. The reason is because the rules aren't for them, only for you. And you don't think that's a cult? There are people say, I will never talk to my mother again. My mother and father voted for Donald Trump, and I don't have a family anymore. You are insane. You are in a cult. You need to be deprogrammed. Literally. You're an emotional basket case if you believe that. You need to really rethink your life. If you're losing friends and family over who they voted for, and you don't think that you're in a cult, I suggest you do a little research into cults. Because there are an awful lot of families out there who say, my daughter will not have anything to do with me since she joined Scientology. My daughter will not have anything to do with me since she joined whatever. You fill in the blanks. They won't let me come see her. I write her letters and they open them and read them first. And those same people that are in that cult, they think they're doing fine. They're like, no, no, this is great. This is the way it should be. None of us think that's the truth. We watch those shows and say, how in the world did that ever happen? You're letting it happen to you right now. You're letting it happen to you right now. If you're a liberal and you're listening to this show, you're letting it happen to you right now. If you're listening to this saying he should be banned, he shouldn't have a right to say this. How dare he? You're in a cult. Because even if you disagree with everything I say, I sure as hell got the right to say it. I'm going to stop saying it. Because you think it's wrong. Because you see, you don't get to dictate what the world thinks. You only get to dictate what you think. And any suggestion that you have any right to do otherwise is absurd. And it's cult activity. Charles Manson apparently convinced a whole bunch of people to just go out and kill people. He says he didn't. I don't know why they would if he didn't. So don't tell me. Do you think the Nazi soldiers who did what they did, that wasn't a cult? Ask yourself a question. If you're told you will, in fact, shoot these innocent, unarmed people dead in front of their families, would you do it or would you say, no? Because I swear to God, if it meant that we're going to put a bullet in my head, then so be it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But they were a cult. And they were a very dangerous cult who could have ended up taking over the world if people didn't stand up and say enough. It's time we stand up and say enough, folks. Because you don't want America to turn into one big cult. And I'm sorry to tell you, that's the direction it's taken.